code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
This is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 8th of May 2012. For newcomers, you should tap yourself to the audios for a free download at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. There's thousands there, actually, over 1,000. And you can start to understand the big system you're born into and how it operates across the whole planet, what its goals are, where it originated from, the big foundations, big bankers. All the intelligentsia of the day over 100 years ago got on board together in their big clubs to take over the world, all of its resources, and throw all religions out the window and basically bring in the humanist agenda, basically, where the elites, the intelligentsia, would run the world. And they decided they were the intelligentsia since they had pretty well owned a lot of it even back then. So you're living through the big changes as they use lots of excuses to take away your rights and freedoms and make you get down on your knees and beg the high priests of science to save you from, well, your own carbon dioxide and all that kind of nonsense. So it's a clever strategy. It's very well done. They own all the media, so there's no problem in convincing the public to go along with it, the general public at least. But so there's lots of people exposing it now, thank goodness, because it's been an uphill battle between lots of little reporters compared to the big, massive media giants at the top. I've also trained the children through schooling, through lots of very carefully constructed videos with the hypnotic voice and the music behind it, showing them scary scenarios if they don't get on board with the green agenda. So they're all ready for the communistic system of internationalism and down on the knee to the big high priests of science. Number two, when you go into the website, they all carry transcripts in English as well. If you want transcripts in other languages, go into alanwattsentientsentinel.eu and help yourself there. Number two, you bring me to you. You can help me go along by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And from the US to Canada, you can still use a personal check or an international postal money order, or you can send cash or use PayPal across the world, Western Union, and PayPal and MoneyGram. And straight donations are awfully, awfully welcome during these austere and hyperinflationary times. And you all know what I mean by that. Now, as I said at the beginning there, that we're living through an incredible time of planned change. That's why these big boys with all their international agreements between different organizations that we don't vote in, no country votes these organizations in, they're NGOs, non-governmental organizations, that sometimes get your tax money, by the way, from your governments, because they're all part of it too. But they get the main funding from the big foundations, which front the international moneylenders, who came up with this idea a long time ago. And so they lobby the governments. They're only too happy to go along with them and to take their reports and sign treaties, etc., which are drafted up by these private organizations. And remember, these treaties affect all of us because there's nothing democratic to say about them. This is a planned agenda. And again, I'll put up the green agenda tonight. You'll see all the quotes given by top players and the IPCC and the various organizations that come up with the fake reports that came out before with WikiLeaks and others, when they made up lies to convince the public that they really know what they're talking about, when they don't at all. They even admit that their own computer models give them scary scenarios because they feed in scary scenarios. It's a wonderful thing. You can put in large numbers of things or data, large numbers into these computers, and guess what? They'll give you even bigger numbers back. Ooh, scary, scary stuff, especially made computers for that. Just astonishing, isn't it? But that's the world as it really is. And we'll touch on that tonight. That's to do with their conditioning of the general public. And I mentioned before, this is the time when they come out with all the scary, scary stories to terrify you, building up to the Rio 20+12 meeting. They always do this before the big meetings, so that we'll all go along with the signing, or the leaders will sign your rights and freedoms away for you. You'll just sit back. Well, I guess they had to do it to save us. Back with more after this.
You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Talking about the big system of illusion, and it's really management of perception. That's what they're into, is giving you really what you're supposed to believe. And you do that because you're trained in a certain way. In fact, it's a natural way to think. You're given certain bits and bytes of words and sentences, and they will steer you by nudges into coming to what you think is your own conclusion. But in actual fact, it was designed for you to come to that conclusion. Much like a programmer of a computer knows the language of the computer, he knows its logic system, and he knows what it must come to when he gives a problem to solve. Same thing with people. These are all the newer scientific techniques that they use on the general public all the time. And so right now is the time to blast us all with scary, scary scenarios, as I say, because of the upcoming big Rio meeting, where that Rio Part 1, of course, 20 years ago, and that brought in Agenda 21. It brought in a whole bunch of laws and treaties that were signed at the top that took away the rights of people to even work their own land, supposedly owned for themselves. And if you think that was bad, yes, it's nothing compared to what's coming up. Believe you me, this is to be the final killer to bring in the big hope for the far, far left, you see, of the controlled, dominated society where scientists run us from cradle to grave. That's what it's all about. That's the only reason for it. And to bring into austerity because they claim, well, you've had it too good for too long, and they want to supposedly bring up the third world country to at least a basic standard as you plummet down, and that's what's happening right now. So even when you're plummeting down across the world, like Australia, Britain, Canada, the US, and lots of other countries, that they're also taxing you into the ground to take your taxes and redistribute the wealth. According to Karl Marx, that's one of the planks of the manifesto, and they're doing that too. The people don't even know what's happening or the logic behind it. Remember, international bankers love socialism. That's why they created it, because they prefer a managed society, managed by government and governmental agencies. They like that kind of centralized system, because all the departments have to go to the bankers via the government. So there's only one bunch of folks you see in the government for the money lending and getting the cash back for the bankers. It's far easier than going state to state, village to village, town to town, that kind of thing. Anyway, to start off tonight too, people have got on about pros and cons for Minister Farrakhan, but I completed a link tonight to a video where you'll see him being interviewed in a radio interview, and during the commercial, he lambasts all the mainstream media that's there, try to catch him out in something. He tells them exactly what they are, who they work for, how they're all basically prostitutes, and how they're putting America into slavery, and they're well aware of it. He says it as it is. So I'll put up that link tonight, and there's nothing I can disagree with that he says at all. It's right on the money. So I'll put that up to start it. Now, there's so many articles getting thrown out by the big boys, and lots of them are really comical as well. But again, scary scenarios, remember, that's what you're seeing, scary scenarios. And one of them is, can geoengineering solve the global warming? Well, the premise is that there is global warming, when actually, in fact, it's not. But the good lies stick, you see. It's interesting, too, that the lie that comes out first generally stays in your mind, even when the truth exposes it as a lie. It's quite a technique. You know all this, of course, in neuroscience. But this one here is from The New Yorker. And it goes on about the scary things. Oh, a volcano in the Philippine Islands of Luzon began to rumble, etc., back in 1991. And then they go on to all the terrible things that happened, and the gas and ash penetrate the stratosphere, yada, yada, yada. And then it goes into heavy industrial activity of the previous 100 years has caused the Earth's climate to warm by roughly 3/4 of a degree Celsius, which it hasn't, of course. But the fact is, it's great how they get these scary things that happened in real life, like volcanoes going off, and they immediately tie it to heavy industrial activity. That's why they've deindustrialized most of us, but it's not enough anymore, you see. You've got to make sure you get a permit to heat yourself in the home. They'll fine you if there's a bit of heat escaping here and there in the crappy houses we all are forced to live in because of the cost of them. That's to bring you down into their way of thinking. So you're the problem, remember. For all these guys and are on board with the climate change stuff, you're all the problem. So they go into all the different stuff here, and for years even to entertain the possibility of human intervention on such a scale, geoengineering, that's spraying the skies with all the stuff they've been doing since 1998, as though they're just going to do it now, for those who don't know. Anyway, as the practice is known, has been denounced as hubris. Predicting long-term climatic behavior by using computer models has proved difficult, and the notion of fiddling with the planet's climate based on the results generated by those models worries even scientists who are fully engaged in the research. In other words, they make their living off imagination. It says there will be no easy victories, but at some point we're going to have to take the facts seriously. David Keith, professor of engineering and public policy at Harvard, and one of the geoengineering's most thoughtful supporters, told me. Nonetheless, he added, it's hyperbolic to say this, but no, it's true. When you start to reflect light away from the planet, you can easily imagine a chain of events that would extinguish life on Earth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it goes on and on with the usual. Now, don't get confused by mathematics. Use the same technique as a con man who works as an economist, you see. Same techniques. You know, the guys who do all the hedge funds and yada, yada, yada. They throw out all these different scenarios of possibilities and present it as fact. I tell you, you're totally confused at the end, and you say, my, they must know what they're talking about. I can't keep up with it. That's the con trick. The snake oil salesman of 100 years ago did the same thing when he was selling you literally snake oil and battery acid mixed together and a bit of alcohol in there, too, of course, to make you feel better. And that's how it worked. But they'd always thrown a bit of science to try and con you into why this actually worked. But this is quite interesting, this article, because tens of thousands of wildfires have already been attributed to warming, as have melting glaciers and rising seas, all debunked in the last year or two, all that stuff. But it doesn't stop them lying, you see. And they don't know how bad it's going to be, and they don't know when it's going to get bad. Can Caldera, the climate scientist with the Carnegie Institution, told me. And she said in 2007, Caldera was a principal contributor to the IPCC team that won a Nobel Peace Prize for lying with a straight face. I added the last part on because that's true. There are wide variations within the models, he says, but we're getting better. We'd better get ready because we're running rapidly towards a minefield and we don't know where the minefield starts or how long it will be before we find ourselves in the middle of it. Wasn't that scary? Doesn't that scare you, that one? And yet, I put the full thing from the New Yorker here, and it's quite interesting here, because what they give you are scientists or guys like professors who always dress up with bow ties and have funny habits, which they practice, actually, because you're supposed to be a bit eccentric to fool everybody that you're actually more intelligent. So they'll have this little shtick, you see, like the nutty professor. And so this guy goes on to say, talks about at Cambridge, Hugh Hunt and his team are trying to determine the best way to get those particles into the stratosphere. This is for geoengineering. And a third group, they're talking about sulfuric acid, sulfur dioxide, which produces sulfuric acid. They want that to rain down on you, for folks, you know. No kidding. A third group at Oxford has been focusing on the effect of such an intervention and it would likely have on the Earth's climate. Never mind us, eh? Because we've been coughing and hacking since 98 with the heavy spraying that's going on, and, you know. And it says, Hunt and I spoke in Cambridge at Trinity College, where he is professor of engineering and the keeper. Oh, what's his title? He's the keeper of the Trinity College clock. He's got a little clock, you see. A renowned timepiece that gains or loses less than a second a month. Well, what's that got to do with it? Now, listen to that. Here's the eccentricity I always give you. In his office, the scientist, right, this professor, he's got dozens of boomerangs dangling on the wall. Boomerangs, you see. When I asked about them, he grabbed one and hurled it at my head. Ooh. You know, he says, I teach three-dimensional dynamics, he said, flicking his hand in the air to grab it as it returns. See, that's his shtick, you see. He's pretend he's eccentric, meaning clever. Hunt has devoted his intellectual life to the study of mechanical vibration. Well, you see those things in the stores along the street, or dirty stores, I guess that's what it is. His web page is filled with instructive videos about gyroscopes, rings wobbling down, rods and boomerangs. So then it gets a pink balloon, of course, it's got to be pink, it tells you something too, attached to a string. And he's talking about putting this pipe up in the air. So this is to demonstrate how the pipe will work. The principle is pretty simple. He holds a string and he begins to wobble the balloons as if they were being tossed by foul weather. Everything's fine if it's sitting still. You know, he's talking about putting these big pipes up into the air attached to dirigible balloons, huge ones. You'll pay for it all, folks, as they play, you see. Anyway, holding the balloon steady, he began to wave his arm erratically. One of the problems is that nothing is going to be still up there. It's going to be moving around. And the question we've got is, this pipe, an industrial hose that will convey the particles into the sky, is going to be under huge stressors. He snapped the string connected to the balloon. How do you know it's not going to break? That's why he's a genius, eh? He should pull off the balloons and all that stuff. We are really pushing things to the limits in terms of their strength. So it's essential that we get the dynamics of motion right. Yeah, they want to put miles of this stuff in the sky to do this little test, which is nonsense since these big planes have been covering us with this stuff, as I say, since 1998, pretty well daily up this way. Most science, even those with no interest in personal publicity, are vigorous advocates for their own work, but not this group. In other words, they're real, you see, with their little pink balloons. I don't know how many times I have said this, but the last thing I would ever want is for the project I've been working on to be implemented, Hunt said. If we were to have to use these tools, it means something on the planet has gone seriously wrong. Yeah, we'll poison it with sulfur, putting sulfur into the air. That's what it is. And it goes through SPICE, S-P-I-C-E. The team decided to conduct a brief, unconventional pilot study. They thought it would be uncontroversial to demonstrate how they would disperse the sulfur dioxide. You know what that is when you breathe it in? Well, you all know, I'm sure you've all had the hacking coughs that don't go away in the bronchitis, and your children do too. But they plan to float a balloon over Norfolk, where they've done lots of experiments in the past 60s and 70s. They put a little spray cadmium over the public there. I'll put that up to me again too. Poor old Norfolk, they're always poisoning them. Back with more after this break.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, I'm Alan Ward for Cutting the Midges, talking about the climate fixers, the start off the volcano and then end up with basically industrial societies just being just the same, you see. It's all your fault. You're the problem. You're just a whole bunch of volcanoes just spewing sulfuric acid. Maybe they want to use this stuff to spray on us and just to see what happens, if it can cool the atmosphere, etc., etc. And these guys have got jobs for life. Don't forget, too, these are all recent sort of positions in universities. And all these students coming in for years now, they can use their imaginations and dream up more scary scenarios because you've got to justify what they're doing. It's not I wouldn't even call it a science at this level, to be honest with you. But it definitely is a political agenda. To please the big boys and get us all, you know, properly run, the whole world run from cradle to grave, every individual, and living in utter austerity. You see, to give the top guys more power. Power, remember, is a drug to these guys at the top. Every generation creates psychopaths who crave power. And in the past, read your history books. They've taken power by so many different means possible. But the best way is to convince the public that you're all going to die and they're going to save you. That's the oldest trick in the book. You see? Same thing here. Same thing. So I'll put this one from the New Yorker up. And just to say, it's quite funny with their boomerang professors and all this nonsense and these vibrators and things like that, and explaining how we're all going to die. Anyway, it's getting even worse because this is a time for daily scary scenarios. Daily, every day they're going to come out, you see, and it just goes on and on. I mean, here's one here, and it's a fascinating one. From the National Geographic, this funded by all the big players for greening, the big agenda to take care of us all, etc., and put us all in a kind of prison camp where we just eat veggies all the time. They don't want us to eat meat at all. And this is how this one works, too. It's about dinosaurs, you see. And the whole premise is that dinosaurs farted themselves into extinction. Now, don't get all blustered and flustered because of the word farting. It's in the dictionary. Even when I was a wee boy, I looked it up, you see, because wee boys do that kind of thing. You find out what it means. And it was expressed in the Oxford one at that time as a small explosion between the legs. So the Department of Homeland Security is quite right. After all, we're natural-born terrorists, I guess. So it says dinosaurs may have helped warm ancient Earth via their own natural gaseous emissions, the new study says. Like modern-day ruminants, see how they immediately bring it into cows, cattle, what you're eating, you see? So they start with dinosaurs. Same as the last story, start with the volcano, ends up with your industry. This is the technique they use. Like modern-day ruminants, giant plant-eating dinosaurs likely had, even though they're not, I mean, these dinosaurs were reptilian. They were not, you know, mammals. Anyway, likely, I love how scientists are so precise, they likely, as with their imaginations, had microbes in their gut that gave off large amounts of methane. We haven't got one experiment on, so they can't tell us, but they likely had this, you see. So they gave off methane, a potent greenhouse gas, even more effective at trapping heat than carbon dioxide. Whenever, by the way, you're going through some of the mountains, like Smoky Mountains, and that, where they, in the Blue Mountains, what are they calling that? If you're seeing methane come off, as vegetation dies. It dies, you see, and it rots and gives off methane naturally. But it's all your fault because you burp and you fart. No kidding. No kidding. This is from science. So right on your food supply. Today's cows, goats, sheep, giraffes, and other ruminants contribute to global warming by releasing as much as 50 million to 100 million. They're good with the statistics. From 50 to 100 million, there's no difference here, metric tons of methane per year. A significant chunk of the 500 million to 600 million metric tons emitted. They're so precise with their imagination, isn't it? Amazing. It says annually, mostly due to human activity. According to the World Meteorological Organization, the cud-chewing animals have large four stomachs packed with microbes that break down coarse plant material, and the main byproduct of the process is methane, and it's got to go somewhere. Methane can come out of either end of an animal. For example, with cows, it's mainly the front, said study co-author Dave Wilkinson, an ecologist at Liverpool John Moores University in England. As for how these approximately 20-ton beasts, the largest of all known dinosaurs expelled their methane, Wilkinson said, we don't have any strong view, strong as a word, I guess, on what happened with the sauropods, he says. Doesn't that mean you feel literally don't know what sauropod means? Mm-hmm. As opposed to, you see. So sauropods is huge methane sources. Then they got into the same thing as the last article. To estimate how much methane sauropods have emitted, the scientists guessed that they were, that's what they get with their theories, they're just guesses, that there were roughly 10 sauropods per square kilometre. That's pretty good guessing, eh? And so the team's analysis of modern ruminants suggests a sauropod might give off about 4.2 pounds or 1.9 kilograms of methane daily. A US cow, by comparison, might give off a daily average of 0.4 to 0.7 pounds or 0.2 to 0.3 kilograms. Assuming there were 29 million square miles of vegetated land where sauropods lived, the global methane production might have reached a whopping 520 million metric tons annually. No, that wouldn't happen because some caveman would come along with a kind of bright brain and he would have somehow trapped this methane and used it to heat, you see. Burns really great. It's clean burning. It's really good stuff. Lots of cops in the U.S. use it in the countryside. They get these methane traps they come across and they fill up their cars and they don't have... I tell you, one program says that cars on the go 24 hours a day with different shifts. You said their engines change at least once a month. They burn them out with gasoline and the carbon. But the methane burns so cleanly that for a whole year they hadn't had to change an engine in those cars. So some enterprising caveman would have come along with a familiar name and owned the whole kit and caboodle through monopoly. I'm sure of it. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, I'm back studying through the matrix, talking about the guys who have big guesses, the guys up in university who are professors and all that, and they're specialists, you see. They're going to guide our lives for us and make us, well, eat vegetables and things, because they don't want us eating meat from ruminants and all that kind of thing, you see. Because, you see, they said that a long time ago, they're bringing in a vegetarian-only society. That's what they say. And they mean it, too. And it will all be GM stuff, soaked in pesticides, because they want rapid depopulation. Anyway, this article here goes on about, and it's from National Geographic, too. There's also a BBC one I'll put up, too. It's the same thing, because they're all in it together, aren't they? The BBC's all on board with this thing. But it says here, Kloss, this is another guy, Kloss, who wasn't part of the study, noted, for example, the team's calculations of methane emissions based on body weight were made from measurements of modern reptiles and mammals, not birds, which are the closest living relatives to dinosaurs. So they introduced what mammals for these reptiles. Problem is, it's still unknown how much methane plant-eating birds release. It's amazing we don't know what the plant-eating birds release, but we can tell exactly what these different dinosaurs released more millions of years ago. Isn't that fantastic, eh? They have to do a lot of channeling, you know. I think that's a special channeling computer, and put their hands on it, and somebody goes into a trance, probably the professor, and he comes out with all this wonderful stuff and calculations and so on. It says, we hope to find that herbivorous birds produce less methane than similar-sized herbivores and mammals, he says. So the whole calculation might have to be redone, said Kloss, of the University of Zurich. So they go into, regardless of the calculations, fossil finds make clear that sauropods lived a much warmer world than we do. We've had volcanoes all over the place. We've all seen the Hollywood movies. That's where it all comes from, isn't it? Anyway, that's one. As we go into scary scenarios, and how you got to stop eating meats, and you got to eat lots of antacids and things to stop farting. Speaking of farting, by the way, it's interesting to see they've got another underwear bomber with Mark II or III lingerie. You know, you notice that nonsense? Utter rubbish. I won't even mention it because I think it's utter rubbish. So many folk have complained by the TSA, patting them down and grabbing their genitals and so on. And so they've got to now come up with these stories to see why they've got to do it. So they make up these ridiculous stories. Ridiculous stories. Absolute nonsense. There was never any danger, yada, yada, yada. But it's to get the public, I guess they have to do all this groping stuff. This is the world we really live in. It's all make-believe, folks. Now, getting away from the dinosaurs, and here's another one. Oh, but mainstream again, big one. Mammoth belch deficit. See, the mammoths, you see, they had a belch deficit caused by prehistoric. They caused the prehistoric cooling period. So the one's caused the warming period because of bacteria in their gut, supposedly. And a mammoth belch deficit caused prehistoric cooling. It's great being one of these scientists because I'm telling you, the sky's the limit for your imagination, isn't it? Yeah. And they keep throwing grants at you. Just shout crisis, and the grants flow in. And they can get boomerangs and throw them around the rooms at students and things. Eh? When mammoths and other Ice Age megafauna, oh, they love these new megafaunas, eh? Big fauna, disappeared from the Americas about 12,800 years ago on a Friday afternoon when the cavemen were having tea, the animals took with them their planet-warming burps, spurring the mysterious cooling period known as the Younger Dryas. A new study says, I wonder how many folk will put their thesis in for that one, aren't they? And because humans are thought to have killed the creatures off, the deaths hint that we've been changing the climate since long before the first Model T chugged out of Mr. Ford's factory. Yep. According to the ice core studies, the Younger Dryas event began about 1,000 years after mass human migrations into the Americas, about 3,400 years ago, near the end of the last ice age. The world had been starting to warm, but the Younger Dryas brought on a freeze that lasted about 1,300 years, with estimated temperature drops of 7.2 to 14.4 degrees Fahrenheit in eastern North America and northern Europe. Also within 1,000 years of the human migrations, more than 114 species of large plant eaters, including woolly mammoths, giant camels, and ground sloths, had gone extinct. And they give you pictures of drawings, wonderful drawings. They're good at giving you illustrated drawings and stuff. I saw one once where they found a tooth in the jungle, and it became a very famous tooth because out of that tooth, they reconstructed through their illustrations a kind of ape man kind of walking through the jungle, and they had different photographs as he got up and up and straightened up, and as time went on and he evolved and stuff, all from that tooth. Yeah, you can't do that, but they can do that because they've got better imaginations than you. Anyway, it says, the link between the extinctions and cooling, the study says, is methane, a greenhouse gas, 20 times more powerful than carbon dioxide when it comes to global warming. As it digests plant material, large herbivores give off the gas, which, contrary to popular belief, escapes via the head. And some of them, I guess. People just automatically assume that it's farts, lamented study leader Felisa Smith of the University of New Mexico. 80 to 90% of methane is in the form of a burp, and it is with a hippopotamus that can do it farts with his mouth, you see. Some people do that too at work in university. That's why no one goes near them and never sit in the front row, eh? Missing methane's mystery solved. So anyway, they found out, you see, the cause, Smith said, is all those missing methane burps. We estimate that just under 10 teragrams, about 10 million tons of methane, would have gone missing when the animals went extinct, she says. So they think maybe they got antibiotics and the bacteria in their gut just died off and they stopped burping, you see. That's what must have happened, eh? You do your thesis on that and you'll come through too, the honours, no problem about that. So anyway, the next ice age is delayed by global warming, the study says. And it goes on and on and on with all their imaginations. It's quite entertaining, certainly, but unfortunately this is all going to get presented, you see, as fact. At the Rio summit, and your willing politicians, who are all in on the act, by the way, are going to ram a lot of laws through. you know, to make your all take antacids and stuff like that for sure, you know, because you never know where it can. And curry will probably get banned altogether, I'd imagine. My goodness, eh? What a world, what a world. I'm also putting up tonight an article from Germany, and it was by one of the co-founders or writers of the big 1970s Club of Rome's report that started off this whole kick when he came up with the idea of what will create global warming. That will fit the bill, you know, starvation and so on. Didn't mention burps or anything. But so he's come up with this next one for the year 2050, this co-writer from the Club of Rome, with more scary scenarios, you see. And they can't backtrack now because they said that in the 1970s that would fit the bill, and come hell or high water, they're not going to change their minds. This nonsense is going through, it put us all into utter slavery. Then you have all these professors with boomerangs not looking after you in pink balloons. I wouldn't trust them personally, but anyway, I'm also putting a link to do with melamine. It says there's mercury high fructose corn syrup in basically a lot of the foods, and the FDA has known it for years. And it's true. They actually use a big bath of mercury, which steams a lot of the stuff over, and it ends up in the fructose corn syrup. And that's in everything that they give children for sweeteners and everything that you, lots of things, even your general process is in that too. I'll put that up tonight. And also I'm putting up a site as well. It's called the GMO Compass for Genetically Modified Organism or Food. And it's to do with what's supposedly safe, what isn't, different countries, how they're using the laws on labelings or not using them at all. And it's quite an interesting website to put up. And an article, too, it's about the Met Office. I've always heard of the Met Office that came under massive flack from the scandals with the emails from the East Anglia University. They're cooperating with the Met Office, you see, drumming up scary scenarios again and lying to the public and trying to cover up their lies, too, when you're caught. Well, the Met Office, by the way, which used to always be sort of government-run, this is a fairly new thing, though. Here's a site, this is their own site. It's an overview of the Met Office, the Meteorological Office, as an organization, including who we are and where we're based and the work we do around the world and how to get in touch. So it says that the Met Office is the United Kingdom's National Weather Service. But you see, it's a corporation now. It's with a long history of weather forecasting, have been working in the area of climate change for more than two decades. We are a trading fund. We are a trading fund within the Department for Business, Innovation and Skills. So the guys giving you your weather reports are actually they're a trading fund in the Department for Business, Innovation and Skills, operating on a commercial basis under set targets. Our targets are verified and publicized in this section. Well, what they're actually all about, you see, and they work with lots of other locations across the world. You see, they put your food, the five agribusiness companies own all the world's food supply now, since all the small farmers under, are predicting in the stock markets how the weather is going to be, and what crops are going to fail in what country, etc., etc. Naturally, too, they must know which ones are going to get sprayed, obviously, and cause failure of crops or floods or whatever they give them, because you can do drought or flooding with the types of spray that they use. That's old hat. That's old stuff, weather warfare. Look it up yourself. So anyway, here they're making money out of your food supplies as they bet on it going up or down or failing altogether for the big corporations. But mind you, they're supposed to be a government institute. Probably still get their tax money going to them as well as they run their private business here, predicting who's going to rise and who's going to fall, who's going to fail, all of that kind of thing. Quite something, eh? Also, putting up a good video, and it's Judge Napolitano, who talks about spying through your electronics. Because, as you know, Toshiba was the first one to come out and admit it, that they've got your facial recognition, your television puts out these little beams, and it will basically encode them into circuitry of the shape of your face and face identification. Same with everybody who walks in and sits down and watches television with you, or walks past even the television set, and it's doing an awful lot more. Are you being spied on through your electronics, it says, And it's quite an interesting thing as he goes through the laws and how there's been trampled completely. And there's another article about it too, a written one, which I'll put up as well on Toshiba, which is only one of the many ones doing this kind of stuff. And they send all your data back to, the CIA and NSA and every other organization that wants to see what you're doing in your living rooms all the time, you see. So things are really rampaging ahead. Charity is one of the biggest rackets, and always was, mind you, because remember even the old Masons groups basically started big charitable business, all ended up being cons. Even themselves, most of the money goes to their lodges, you know. And there's a lot of articles come out in the past about how it goes into their own lodges, but 80 to 90% of what they bring in goes into building the lodge and making it better. But it's the same thing even pre them, because even when the guilds were working, they used to build special hospitals for guild members only and that kind of thing too. But charity's always been a racket. So many rackets involved. So the IRS forms show that a charity's money isn't going to disabled vets. It says tax records for the Disabled Veterans National Foundation show $55.9 million in donations. Almost none of that money have been provided to American veterans. It's all provided useless donations, including over 11,000 bags of M&Ms to one charity. That's just what you need when you're sick, right? The DVNF did not respond to repeated questions from CNN. And so the national charity that vowed to help disabled veterans and their families has spent tens of millions on marketing services. That's what they spent the money on. All the while doling out massive amounts of candy and sanitizer bottles and many unnecessary items to veteran aid groups, according to a CNN investigation. The Disabled Veterans National Foundation, based in Washington, D.C., founded in 2007, received $55.9 million since it began operations in 2007, according to publicly available IRS 990 forms. Yet, according to DVNF's tax filings with the IRS, almost none of that money has wound up in the hands of American veterans. Well, what's new? All these charities are rackets. And they actually say this in this article that, these guys come in who see it as a profitable business, charities, and of course it certainly is. And that's all they see it as, a very profitable business. There's lots of them I could go through with like that, the rackets to do, it's disgusting. Disgusting. What can you say? And also, I'm going to go into this one here, space weather. It's not bad enough. They're bringing everybody in on everything, people you've never heard of before. Space weather expert has ominous forecast. Mike Happ, due to study solar events, says the world isn't prepared for a truly damaging storm, a solar storm, and one could happen soon. Ooh, you see, this is better than sci-fi, isn't it? A stream of highly charged particles from the sun is headed straight towards Earth, threatening to plunge cities around the world into darkness and bring the global economy screeching to a halt. Well, we're already at a halt, in a way, except for the stuff coming from China. This isn't the premise of the latest doomsday thriller. Massive solar storms have happened before, and another one is likely to occur soon, according to Mike Hapgood, a space weather scientist at the Rutherford Appleton Laboratory near Oxford, England. Much of the planet's electronic equipment, as well as orbiting satellites, have been built to withstand these periodic geomagnetic storms, but the world is not prepared for a truly damaging solar storm, Hapgood argues in a recent commentary published in the journal Nature. He talked with the Times about the potential effects of such a storm and how the world should prepare for it. And they tell you what a solar storm is, you know, which everybody obviously would know anyway. And solar flares coming from the sun and so on and yada, yada, yada. But it tells you how the particles reach the Earth, which of course is interesting for guys who are into this, and how it could affect, the power grid, probably the smart one. Or can the smart one outsmart it? Eh? Could the smart grid outsmart the solar coming, radiation coming down the Earth? Eh? I wonder, eh? Big test here. So anyway, they mentioned that the one that put Quebec out in 1989 when a big solar flare hits, and it could happen anywhere again, and she would be terrified and terrified. Maybe it's been for bigger grants as well, because all the other guys are getting the grants, you know, guys with scary scenarios with dinosaurs and boomerangs and big pipes going up into the sky to puff out sulfur on us all. anyway, that's how they're going. The Green Cross started up with Mikhail Gorbachev, when he was still president of the Soviet Union, and it was registered in California with him as the head of it while he was still the president of the Soviet Union. You see, history isn't planned, folks, and the future is not planned. So anyway, Green Cross International roots can be traced back to President Mikhail Gorbachev's time in office as head of state of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, during which he spoke repeatedly about the interrelated threats on humanity and Earth faced, from nuclear arms, chemical weapons, unsustainable developments, and the man-induced decimation of the planet's ecology. He spoke at the Club of Rome conference at Magic Amsterdam in the Netherlands. And he also spoke at the last Rio Summit, too. You know that? He did next one as well. Back with more after this.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm back cutting through the matrix, and we're really into this new Sovietized system, because you see, it's a world Soviet, you know. Even guys who were in the Soviet Union, the old Soviet Union, complained about the new EU parliament, saying it's more Soviet than the Soviets were. And in the Soviet system, you were pulled up as if you even wrote a poem to see if you were politically correct. Was there anything in there at all that went against the Marxian ideals and thought? That kind of stuff. And now we're getting old now. We're on the West, though. There's even a group now of transsexuals that they want to put into law that we must all believe and say that they're really, you know, what they say they want to be. If they're a redhead or a female or whatever, it's like, yeah, okay, you're a redheaded female. Even your logic says, no, they're not. Why? But then in law. I just want to Metropolitan Police in London ban the word overclaims as racist, and staff have to say red-listed instead, you see. There used to be blackball, that was a term, when the Masons and Knights Templars voted on something that red balls and white balls and black balls, and if it was a yea was white and a nay was black, a black sort, so you're blackballed, as they called it, it came as a, they put into a black list, all the different names were blackballed. So you can't see that anymore. And I used to say red-listed. So they're learning all these new terms now to be PC. Staff told to avoid inappropriate whitelist or blacklist. So the red list and the green list are less sensitive, the boss says. And the force has been hit by strings of racism allegations. And they've also struck out this opposite whitelist, so you can't whitelist it either, you know. I guess you use coloured paper, which is used by IT workers for a list of acceptable email contacts. Scotland Yard employees have been told that they use red and green instead. And it says, the move baffles officers who said it would do little to help the force emerge from its latest racism crisis. 13 reports of racism, including 27 officers and staff, are being probed by the Met and the Independent Police Watchdog. One officer said, frankly, we all sigh when things like this come around. Lots of good work is done to make sure policing reaches into all parts of society and helps the most vulnerable. That's why they're there. They're social workers, you know. This is not it, he says. And he says, the Met was branded institutionally racist by the McPherson inquiry, set up following the death of Stephen Lawrence. I guess I've killed another one. They're always killing people. I'm sure we can appreciate the sensitivity around the use of such terminology today, so please ensure it's no longer used. It's part of a drive by the police chiefs to stamp out racism within the force, but officers within the organisation are said to have described the latest orders as bizarre. One source said that banning them won't solve any genuine problems the Met has with racism. Yet, do we really think these words are discriminatory? The truth is they're nothing to do with race whatsoever, and they're very common IT terms. So the police watchdog announced last month it's carrying out a review into how racism allegations are dealt with by the Metropolitan Police. And that's the bizarre world we're in through, folks, from nutty professors, because they have to pretend they're nutty to be eccentric, because they're no brighter than you or I, especially when they're dealing with a lot of, you know, imaginative theories, which are just guesses, and they throw boomerangs around, and they make vibrators and things, and make things spin, because they want to pipe something into the air, of course, and get their name on a building somewhere, maybe even a university building. They want to get their name there, and they want to get lots of grants given to them so we can buy better boomerangs, you know, go further and all that kind of thing, and get rid of all those herbivores and all these things that are eating and belching and, well, farting too. Goodness me. No more champagne for you folks. Even the beer, I guess that'll be banned as well. You can burp that one away. From Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God or your gods, and God help you, go with you.